This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time now with Shelly.
Coming up in the news. Yeah, but would you get this haircut? And why are the cops after that stormtrooper? News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Big insurance companies make billions. And why don't they like paying your claim when you get hurt? Call Huffman and Huffman. They'll get you the cash you deserve. VDOT this morning has tweeted out that they have brined and treated the roads around here. They did this ahead of the winter weather we were expecting this morning. Yeah. There is still a chance of some sleet pellets and some wet snow falling. That's going to go on for about another hour. Although for most of us, we're above freezing at this point. So the wintry mix has moved on further north. Maybe some parts, you know, up on the peninsula that may be seeing a little bit of snow here or there. But,
and it is still wet out there, so you're not out of the woods.
So there could be some slick spots, they say, especially on elevated areas. VDOT officials remind you to allow extra time to get where you need to go this morning. And if you see a VDOT truck, give them plenty of space, they say.
It's already crazy around here with the roads, all the traffic and stuff. So, I mean, it could be bad.
Yeah, on a good day, it still can be bad. So we are going to be slowly warming today. There is a chance of more rain coming, isolated showers, some heavier downpours in the mix as we go through the afternoon. So the commute home could, you know, be a little dicey as well. Yesterday, he made the announcement, Bernie is back.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll run for president for a second time in 2020. His campaign said that they raised more than $4 million just 12 hours after making his announcement.
Wow, good deal.
Yeah. Sanders is going to run for the Democratic nomination, but you may remember he is actually an independent who caucuses with Democrats in the Senate.
Oh, interesting.
Which didn't work out so well with some Democrats 4 years ago. So some people think that it's not a big coincidence that the Democratic National Committee plans to meet with 2020 campaigns next week to hand out an affirmation form for candidates to sign and certify that they'll run and serve as members of the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
Sanders' campaign has not said whether or not he will sign
this
affirmation form.
Right. Well, obviously, if you want money from them, you'll have to sign it.
Yeah.
If you want money to run the Democratic Party. On the other hand, hey, man, they're talking about, you know, Bernie Sanders and then throw in Howard Schultz, the guy from Starbucks. Yeah. They could really screw this up badly for themselves.
Well, and one of the top stories on ABC today, ABC News says, will Joe Biden run? Yes, he will. So,
oh, wow.
He hasn't announced it, but that's what ABC News is reporting.
Well, he'll run as a traditional Democrat.
Right, true.
These other guys are wild cards. What they do is they siphon off part of the vote that would have gone to the big Democratic candidate.
Mm-hmm.
They could totally sidetrack. They could totally undercut this whole process like Ross Perot did to George Bush Sr. back in the day. Undercut him.
Sure.
12%.
Sure. Well, Bernie tried to do it last time. We'll see what he can do this time. Second time's the charm, maybe.
It's a charm. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
I will share the charm
running
with everyone.
I will be it's the last time I have run since I was probably 12. I don't run anywhere these days.
Now, elsewhere, there are a couple things happening with the Trump administration. Like, the president signed a new directive yesterday aimed at formally establishing a space-focused military branch that'll begin as an extension of the U.S. Air Force. So this is another step towards making the Space Force a reality.
Space Force!
Also, the Trump administration is reportedly launching a campaign to end the criminalization of homosexuality around the world.
I'm sorry, what?
Right? It almost sounds like
I thought it was just this tremendous homophobic, racist, xenophobic. What?
More than 70 countries around the world have laws that criminalize homosexuality. The Skim reports that yesterday, U.S. ambassador to Germany, a guy named Richard Grenell, the highest profile openly gay appointee in Trump's administration, kicked off a campaign to end that. So that's where this is coming from. Now, the United States cannot change laws in other countries, even with a national emergency declaration.
We can't do that. Yeah.
But we are likely to partner up with like the UN, the EU, stuff like that to give countries a nudge to join.
We have financial leverage over a lot of different countries that we give aid to and stuff. We're going to say, all right, well, we're going to start keeping score on this tally now.
Yeah.
That you need to get woke to this.
Awoke is the perfect word. Now, as the skim added to this, the missing context is Iran. There was recently a reported hanging of a gay man there, and Iran is really high up on the Trump administration's foreign enemy list right now.
Yeah.
Made very evident by the U.S.'s support for Iran's rival, Saudi Arabia, and by Trump pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. European countries not too happy with the U.S. for that move. The administration hasn't been able to get them on board, so some are thinking that this might be a new tactic for getting back together with, you know, the EU. And
I'm sure. You know, one initiative can serve a lot of fronts, but at the end of the day, does it get it? You know, does it get its job done? If you're after the rest of the world to decriminalize homosexuality, that's a pretty big move.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big national move. That's a forward move. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Elsewhere, how about a Kim Jong-un haircut? In other world politics.
Are you punishing me?
President Trump has another summit scheduled with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It's next week, February 27th and 28th. To honor that big summit, there is a Vietnamese barber who is offering free haircuts to anyone who would like the Trump or the Kim Jong-un.
Can he do both? Apparently he can.
He did. There's a picture, actually. You can Google it. The New York Post quoted a kid who got the Kim Jong-un. I feel happy with this haircut because people will think I look like the leader of North Korea, said the 9-year-old, whose hair has been molded to perfectly match the slicked back top and shaved sides. You know, it's kind of like the square cut of Kim Jong-un's unique style.
Yeah, it leaves room for his head to get fatter.
I was doing this for fun, but was surprised at how many people have responded, said Mr. Dong, who owns the salon.
My man.
I love peace. I hate war so much. So many people in my family have died, so I support this summit very much. Mm-hmm. A 66-year-old guy is quoted in the story as well. Now, he has a very foreign name with the F word in the middle of it. I'm not even trying to say
one.
Okay, yeah.
Can we say Fook?
Yeah, you can. Okay. He got the Donald. His hair cut and dyed like President Trump, saying, "Now I'm not afraid of this bright orange hair color because after this promotional campaign, the hair salon owner said he would return my hair to normal."
Oh, really? So he admits that he's doing it just for the bit.
Yeah.
I didn't want it. I don't like it. I want everyone to know that, but.
But I have it now.
But I got one.
It's orange. It's swooped over. I mean, he straight got the Donald's.
It's the swoopiest. You're going to love it. I think you're going to be fantastic. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. You kind of just went up 10 points. You're more fantastic than you've ever been before.
The free cuts are available now. If you're interested, you got to go to Vietnam. To get them, but it's free haircuts. So.
Hey, while you're in Vietnam, can I interest you in some Cobra Heart wine?
The California Highway Patrol making the news because they tried to pull over a Ford Mustang for speeding on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. The driver, though, kept on going, sped off, wound up pulling over on a side street where he and his passenger jumped out, ran away on foot. The cops were able to track them down. In the meantime, though, there was still a guy in the back seat of the car. The cops repeatedly told him to come out. He would not move. This led to a standoff.
Okay.
And then the cops slowly approaching the car, guns drawn, yelling. They found the guy in the back seat was actually a life-size statue of a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Oh my gosh.
A pursuit on San Diego Freeway evolved into a tense standoff with a mysterious passenger. CHP officers tried to pull over a Mustang for speeding on Interstate 805, but the driver refused to stop. The two men were quickly caught, but another passenger was still in the back seat. With guns drawn, officers approached the car and found a life-size Star Wars stormtrooper doll that was harmless. Officers are trying to find out if the trooper was stolen.
Yeah, they want to figure out if the stormtrooper was stolen or
like
not.
From a store or a display somewhere, huh?
Because, you know, these guys are bad. They've ran away from cops, so
Therefore.
Yeah, must be a stolen stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. It's just funny that the cops are in a standoff with a stormtrooper.
Well, he does look armed.
That's true, but he's going to miss every shot, so
thank goodness.
Pretty fine with that. Finally in the news, the report says, I don't know what's more surprising, that a Golden Girls-themed cruise is setting sail next year, or that in 30-plus years it hasn't happened before. It's a special Western Caribbean cruise that's celebrating the Golden Girls with a once-in-a-lifetime gathering of fans with fun tie-ins like a cheesecake party, a fancy dress party and dinner, a bingo night, a karaoke party at Rusty Anchor, which was Blanche's go-to for meeting men.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Plus, there's also a Golden Girls bar crawl.
You have to crawl because most of them on the hips, the knees.
I saw a meme the other day that said something like, Betty White did a show about old people that went for 7 seasons and has been off the air for like 30 years now or something.
And now she's finally an old person. Yeah. It's kind of weird, right?
She's been old. It's just the point of how long she's been old. She's been old for a long time.
Yes.
The cruise is departing on February 24th of next year from Miami, Florida, where Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia lived. It'll include stopovers at Key West and also in Mexico. The cruise will last 5 nights. Prices start at about $1,000 per person for a standard cabin. A lot of times, these themed cruises feature actual celebrities, but I don't know that you're going to get too many in this case. 3 of the 4 Golden Girls are no longer with us. Betty White will be 98 by the time the cruise sets sail.
98?
Yeah, but she's aged well, so... When she appeared at the Emmys last year, it seemed like her years were finally catching up with her, but she's not done bad.
True that. Yeah, that's true. Thank you for being brave.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl.
Never want to hear it without him.
Not me either. That dude added is so joyful.
It needed that.
It did. He Lutherized it.
They should add him to the cruise.
Right? Yes, that's a celebrity right there.
That would be gold. Makes you wonder if they've even reached out to the guy. How old is that? Makes me wonder if that guy's still around. What was that? That was from 2011.
Yeah.
And that's a remix. So when was the original one? 2010, 29, something like it? 10 years ago?
Mm. Yeah.
See if he's still around?
It's not new anymore.
No, now it's like, hit my puffer. Walker, walker, walker.
Around here today, we got rain likely, a high of 51. Rain likely tonight, a low of 47. And, hey, rain likely tomorrow, highs into the low 50s tomorrow right now, 37 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.